A UFC fight card went off exactly as scheduled on the White House South Lawn. A live crowd, a national broadcast audience, no incident, no interruption. What almost happened alongside it, according to federal prosecutors, was a sniper and drone attack on that same event. Stopped, they say, because a 19-year-old's own mother picked up the phone and called the police. 8 men are now under federal indictment for it. All 8 are presumed innocent. This is the story of how prosecutors say the plot came together, how it fell apart weeks before fight night, and who is now facing trial for it. UFC Freedom 250 was real. It happened June 14, 2026, on the White House South Lawn, timed to President Trump's 80th birthday, since he was born on that same date in 1946. Live crowd, national broadcast, senior administration officials in attendance. It is not a hypothetical or a misprint. The fight card happened exactly as planned. What federal prosecutors say happened around it is a separate matter. According to a federal indictment returned July 9, 2026, a group of men began acquiring money, firearms, ammunition, body armor, and drone equipment as early as May of 2026, roughly a month before fight night. Prosecutors allege the plan was an attack on the event itself, snipers positioned on the grounds, drones for surveillance or worse, aimed, in U.S. Attorney Dominic Gerace's words, at our national leaders at the highest levels. The break in the case, by the government's own account, came from inside a defendant's own family. On June 10, 2026, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, learned of the plot after the mother of 19-year-old Tyson Proper of Danville, Ohio, contacted police about his weapons purchases and online activity. That single tip opened a 4-week investigation that grew from one name to 8 defendants, and, prosecutors say, a signal chat with dozens of participants. FBI Director Kash Patel disclosed the disruption publicly in mid-June, posting about it on X before the Justice Department's formal announcement. Within days, and as CBS News's timeline of the case lays out, prosecutors filed a criminal complaint, the charging document used to make an arrest while an investigation continues, against 5 men: Proper, Brian Roa, Michael Thomas, Daniel Eskridge, and the man investigators identified as the group's alleged ringleader, Abraham Hermosillo Alvarez. All 5 were arrested between roughly June 12th and June 16th, 2026. Days before the fight card was scheduled to go on. It went on anyway, without incident, on June 14th. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt publicly thanked the FBI and the U.S. Secret Service afterward, crediting their work, not luck, for a quiet evening. The case didn't stop at 5. Late in June, prosecutors added 2 more men. William Faulkner of Belfair, Washington, who investigators allege discussed drone procurement over Telegram, and Jordan Rinker of St. Joseph, Missouri, accused of handling logistics and financing, including allegedly funding a co-conspirator's travel to Washington. An 8th man, Chandler Skaggs of Chapmanville, West Virginia, was arrested during the week of July 6th, just days before the grand jury acted and the last of the 8 taken into custody. On July 9, 2026, a federal grand jury in the Southern District of Ohio folded all 8 men into a single 2-count indictment. Count 1 charges conspiracy to provide material support and resources to terrorists: money, firearms, ammunition, body armor, explosives, drones, and communications equipment, prosecutors allege, in support of the plot. That count carries a reported maximum of 15 years. Count two is the heavier one. Conspiracy to commit murder on federal government territory, and conspiracy to murder a federal government official, a maximum of life in prison. Assistant Attorney General John Eisenberg, who leads the Justice Department's National Security Division, joined the announcement, a sign the department is treating this as a national security case, not an ordinary weapons charge. Gerace put the line plainly. Political discourse has many places in our society. Political violence has none. As PBS NewsHour's analysis of the material support statute lays out, conspiracy law doesn't require prosecutors to prove every defendant agreed on every operational detail. It requires only that each person knowingly joined an agreement toward the same illegal end, and that at least one participant took a concrete step to advance it. That's the legal hook connecting an accused ringleader in Nebraska to men prosecutors say were arranging drone logistics and money transfers from states hundreds of miles from Washington. So, the eight. Alvarez, 31, of Omaha, Nebraska, the alleged planner and ringleader. Proper, 19, of Danville, Ohio, the defendant whose mother's tip started the investigation. His attorney says he intends to plead not guilty and has asked the public to keep an open mind given his age. Eskridge, 32, Roa, 24, and Thomas, 32, were among the first five arrested in mid-June. Faulkner, 21, and Rinker, 28, were added later on the drone logistics and financing counts. Skaggs, 21, arrested last, is arrested to have been designated one of the group's snipers. Reporting on the investigation, including by NPR and PBS NewsHour, describes the network as far-right accelerationist, researchers' term for movements that pursue societal collapse through violence rather than politics. Investigators say it started as a TikTok group called Vanguard of the Old, then migrated to the encrypted apps Signal and Simple X under the name Vanguard of the Old Republic, as the alleged planning grew more concrete. The grievances attributed to the group span an unusually wide range: government corruption, the Epstein files, the water consumption of artificial intelligence data centers, anti-Israel and anti-Semitic sentiment, anti-corporate resentment, the kind of grab-bag ideology accelerationist networks tend to run on. One thread in this case remains open, not settled. Investigators reportedly found roughly 23 Signal users discussing pre-operational activity on one suspect's phone. Eight men have been charged. Whether everyone else in that chat was a bystander, a duplicate account, or an uncharged co-conspirator is not something the public record answers yet, and prosecutors haven't said whether more charges are coming. Start with what the government has said about the man it calls the ringleader. Abraham Hermosillo Alvarez entered the United States on a B-2 visa that expired in December of 2001. He was later granted status under Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, commonly known as DACA, in 2014. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, said in a June release that his DACA status was revoked following his arrest, and that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has lodged a detainer against him. DHS Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss put it without qualification. He was the ringleader of a failed terror attack targeting UFC Freedom 250 at the White House. Alvarez has not been quoted in national coverage responding to that. Like every defendant here, he has not entered a plea and is presumed innocent. The political reactions split, oddly, within the same administration. Vice President J.D. Vance, a Republican, called the plot "very, very dark stuff" on Fox and Friends, while also noting it was "not that advanced," given the security already in place. It was a measured line, treating the threat as real without overstating how close it actually came. Then there's President Trump's own reaction. asked about the plot by a reporter at a G7 press gaggle, the president, a Republican, and the man whose birthday the event marked, said, "I haven't heard about it. The attack that I watched was the fighters." That's reported here exactly as he said it, without guessing at what it does or doesn't reveal about how closely he'd been briefed. And here's the fact this story will not blur. Neither the indictment nor the Justice Department's public statements name a specific individual as the plot's intended target. Prosecutors' language describes the conspiracy as targeting a federal government official at the event, not a named person. Anyone telling you otherwise is reading past what the government has actually alleged. Between Levitt's thank you to law enforcement, Vance's careful alarm, and Trump's own, "I haven't heard about it," the administration's public messaging on its own near miss has been notably uneven, a fact this story reports without speculating about why. UFC Freedom 250 happened exactly as planned, on the White House South Lawn on June 14, 2026. According to a federal indictment returned July 9th, it very nearly happened alongside a sniper and drone attack that a suspect's own mother helped stop before it could unfold. Eight men, from Ohio to Nebraska to California to West Virginia, now face charges carrying penalties up to life in prison, built on an alleged network investigators say may reach beyond the eight people currently charged. None of them has been convicted of anything. All are presumed innocent. What isn't in dispute is that federal prosecutors believe they came close enough to try. Every name, every date, and every charge in this episode is sourced to the Justice Department's own indictment and press statements, Homeland Security's release on Alvarez's immigration status, and the national reporting that followed. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. If this kind of accountability reporting is worth your time, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening. We'll be back with the next one.